We got a full house again for the most part. We go from four guests to three guests. What we thought was going to be Ben Morgan has grown. Andrew Chilla-Garretts was available to come in, owner of Lock, Stock, and Barrel. And somehow Matt Carter found his way in here as well. It's all about Saturday night. It's a big weekend for you, Andrew. It's a big weekend.
We're excited. I mean, look what we got in the studio, and thanks for having us all, first of all. I know it's been a hectic day for everybody, and it was a good first hour.
It's been a hectic 3 months for you, obviously. Since the last time you talked, which, by the way, is the most downloaded podcast on our ratings, whoop, by the way, Mr. Andrew Chilla-Garretts. That's how bad people want to know what the hell is going on at Lock, Stock. So what's going on at Lock, Stock?
Well, they're about to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, over the course of the next couple weeks, we just have so many great things lined up. We're very excited tonight. We're having the first Millican night, which is timed perfectly because, you know, they leave then Saturday.
So, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Many of the young ones, in fact, one of a part-timer or a sophomore, an underclassman, she's leaving tomorrow. So I think a lot of them are done with classes. But
yeah,
for the most part, the 21-year-olds are going to stick around because graduation is commencement Sunday.
Good. Well, yeah. We got a hot new sound system and a hot DJ tonight for them. And so bring your Millican IDs. Come on in for free tonight. We did have
entry
some
fee for non-Millican IDs?
There's a $10 cover for non-Millican. This is really supposed to be just kind of a Millican event for them because, you know, that was one of the goals I think we discussed.
College night.
College night.
Yeah.
Get Millican back involved at LSB and give them a place where they can feel like they can come kick it with themselves and, you know, and if they want, and if not, everybody else is definitely welcome, but it's a $10 cover. And you know, we kind of got bum rushed last time. We're in there working, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm screwing in light bulbs and signs, and next thing you know, the doors are not. We opened up. I think we ended up having 100. It was just packed.
Yeah, soft openings. How long do we continue soft openings?
I think we could better stop because it got hard last night. I mean, we had a couple of girls dancing on the bar. It's not even finished yet.
Yeah,
just got, you know, scuffing it up. So,
you've got it. The kitchen, I know, was kind of the last thing you were finishing up. Are we close on that?
So the kitchen, I'm happy to say that we'd hired a kitchen manager yesterday that's just phenomenal, and he's well-known, and he'll be able to take that brand-new kitchen. It's funny how much you appreciate a kitchen after you pay for a kitchen.
Is that right? That's how it works?
Never knew it before. But I'm in there today. They unwrapped the stove. We got this brand-new Vulcan stove, which is a big deal in the
kitchen. Business. Okay.
And it's got red lacquer on it, and it's, you know, shiny. It's got knobs and, like, LED switches, and I thought it was like a new car because it almost cost as much.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, you appreciate things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in a week it's just going to look like a, you know, gently used oven.
So let's hope it's not just a week.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of when it's going to be fully operational?
We are slated for opening the kitchen the day after Memorial Day.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday.
Okay, and then you'll come back then and talk about the menu, or do you want to talk about the menu now?
Well, you know, the last thing I'm going to be with these two guys is an air hog, so I'm about to stop because,
you know,
I had the pleasure of meeting Ben just yesterday. You know, I reached out to Matt Carter, and the kids say we go back a minute, you know?
Yeah.
We went back to hockey days and pre-high school days, and we were always running around different music scenes together, and I played hockey with one of his brothers, and you know, the basement of his house was a cool place to hang out when you're, you know, 13, 14.
15. Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Younger brother, right? I mean, he's got to be many years younger than you, right, Matt?
Oh, my gosh.
he looks it anyway.
I'm not even going to comment on that one.
Just look at this Matt Carter look right now. He's got his glasses on top of his head. What's with this long hair, by the way?
The girls want me to grow it out, so.
And by girls, you mean your daughters.
Ruby has requested that she wants to see me with long hair once in my life.
Okay.
So
how long are we going?
Probably 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long is this?
About 6 months.
All
so
right.
I've done it 4 times. I've donated it to cancer. So
Locks, like the Locks of Love, is
yeah.
that?
Yeah. I just grew it out and awesome. You know.
How'd you get to know Ben here? Where'd you guys meet? In the music world?
The music store. Yeah. Yeah. Music world, and we had the Lone Oak, and he was working next door, and he was a young pup.
Really? So you were a Linda's Music native?
Yeah, I've worked at Linda's since I came here to Millican, like 2010.
Okay.
Worked there.
Did you come here? Was that right out of high school?
Yep, right out of high school. Came here and
just been out a few years then.
Been out of Millican.
Yeah,
I actually just finished today.
Really?
Congratulations!
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I left for a while. Went to St. Louis, and that's where I got it and hold of my band and my company, and we did the album and got a chance to come back and finish up my degree. So just finished.
What is this? You mean you, it sounds like already like a story. What has your life been like in music? I mean, when did you start playing? When did you start playing for real, with a group?
Man, I started playing when I was 14. My dad was always a musician. Grew up here in Decatur. Played at Lostock all the time back in the 80s. That's
really
why this show is awesome for me to be able to come back and do the reopening. Uncle's whole family's been here, played here.
Did he play in a familiar band that people would know?
Yeah, he was in a band called Charisma.
Then
Charisma changed to Out of Bounds.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the two big bands before he left to go to St. Louis.
Okay. So you moved there and you hadn't finished school yet and you came back and finished?
Exactly, yeah. I had one semester left. Some things happened in life. Had to leave.
Sure.
Everything worked out right in St. Louis for me, and everything's going good.
Your band, is there a name of your band that I'm missing?
Ben Morgan Band.
It is Ben Morgan Band. Okay. Who you got with you?
Chris Lode is a Decatur native. Went to Meridian. Grew up south side down near Booty.
Okay.
He went to Millerton with me. We met our freshman year. And then Miles Martin's the drummer. He is a... He's St. Louis a native, and then he moved back from L.A. just recently.
Really?
So he's toured and played everywhere. He's phenomenal. So we were super happy when he wanted to join us, and it's been the three of us doing everything. And
does he still live in St. Louis area?
He does, yes. Okay. So he travels for all these shows up here, and we travel to go down there and wherever else we go.
Is that how long have you been gigging?
Have me personally, or as the band?
As a group?
As a group, we're going on 2 years now.
Okay. So you play a little bit in St. Louis, and you get up here.
Yeah, a lot in St. Louis. That's where we started. Did the Anheuser-Busch Brewery show, and then did Ferris St. Louis and a bunch of stuff like that. And then now we've kind of been branching out, and now that I've moved back here, we're kind of starting to get the following going around here a little more, and people are remembering when I was here the first time, so
right.
It's helping out for sure.
Yeah. Do you have some other gigs booked around here?
Yeah. I think we're at Sliders on June 9th with Feud and Hillbillies.
Okay.
And that's the only thing. I'm like 2 weeks at a time.
You've
kind of
got
person.
A Facebook page, though, so go check out Ben Morgan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ben Morgan Music, all one word.
Matt Carter Band has a Facebook page as well. Lockstock has a Facebook page. You go follow all these pages.
Eric Lee Show has a Facebook.
Actually, we don't, but there's
Now Decatur.
Yeah. I have my personal page. I try to not oversaturate it because we have Now Decatur, and I have a personal one. And we want you to go to Now Decatur.
So. Well, it was cool for me. I mean, having met him yesterday.
Yeah.
He stops in, checks out the stage. You know, Matt's there looking like Miami. I don't know if he looks more like he just got out of like Cabo San Lucas or Miami, you know.
Definitely not Brooklyn.
I've been in Brooklyn.
Matt now looks like you say Miami, but I get that. What is the show with
Big Lebowski?
Bloodline.
Oh, Bloodline.
Yes. You watch Bloodline?
Oh yeah.
No.
Matt is the brother of the
Netflix
main character who has a serious cocaine problem. That's just on the show, though.
Yes.
He is Kevin from Bloodline now.
He's getting beat up, Kevin.
Here. Yeah. He owns a boat shop. He's
Kevin. He's Kevin.
He looks just like him, doesn't he?
Well,
with the hair. The hair is what brings it in.
Yeah, Kevin's more gray, man.
Now, as long as you don't get together and kill your brother, it all doesn't come together like Bloodline. So
I'll work on that.
It's a good show, by the way.
But they're a good family.
Luckily, he's moving away.
You felt like it at times. Saturday, the important stats here. Saturday, what time we start? When the doors open? Are we open for business like normal? Just no kitchen quite yet? I mean, is this an every nighter?
Yeah. Well, I mean, starting Friday night, you know, Friday is kind of a big deal.
Celebration party Friday
night.
That's
a celebration party.
Yep.
You're going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I said, hey, Eric, I got a VIP table tomorrow. I'm already there, Andrew. I don't need you.
Wow.
I
appreciate it.
Gosh.
I appreciate it.
He's pretty special.
But
on the board, I just have to be there.
That's going to be cool. And then we'll close Saturday day.
Okay.
We'll just open up for the gig. We'll open up at 5.
Okay.
And Matt, we were discussing a starting time. Matt says, well, you know, we'll play a little bit by ear, you know, with the feel, as musicians like to, you know, you can get the rhythm, and then he's going to probably kick it off around, you know, 7:38-ish.
The later we start, the later we'll play.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's true. Who's playing first? Matt?
We're playing first, and then Ben's playing.
Okay, gotcha. So how about this opener?
It's a huge act to follow, especially in Decatur, man.
He's getting old. Look at him.
I'm old.
It's an easy follow. You got the whole crew there, Matt?
We're going to have at least 4 of us. So,
okay.
Yeah, it would probably be acoustic, but I called Ben. Andrew and I talked, and I was out in Brooklyn, and like, I'd love to do it, but then, you know, just this is going to work out well. It's actually been a good couple days of us all talking together.
How great
I don't
is
know if you've been have you been in there?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I was there today, man. Yeah. It smelled like lacquer.
Yeah.
It still smells like the new, it's got that new car smell.
I'm saying it was like it was being built right now. It looks so good. That bar is impressive.
So when I was a kid, we bought a new house. My parents bought a new house in Mount Zion, and my dad, we lived there for several years, and then my dad put an extension on the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we bought this. He bought this huge pool table, and it was so nice, but he did all of the woodwork was like lock stock.
Oh, okay.
Because he loved the way it looked.
Oh, wow.
So I was a little nervous walking in going, well, it's going to be, it's not going to feel like lock stock. But it feels like lock stock.
We looked around and you can see.
The way it should have been.
I almost think, Andrew, I think you went over the top for how much you wanted to keep the old feel in there.
I love it.
Like I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean I think you not only kept the old feel, but you did even more than you had to do.
This is awesome.
Because he wanted to keep it. He was worried about people complaining on Facebook.
Awesome. Yep. Yeah. Social media, it takes that away and you go, oh, man, that's really not right. Yeah. But it is. It's right.
And it's the same bar. Awesome. And a lot of the same signage, but it's everything's new. So.
And we talked about it. It's going to be a great music venue. It's going to be a great music venue.
Absolutely great music venue.
How big of a difference is that going to be? Because it is, you do have a dance floor in front of you, but everybody else here, they're kind of on the same level. Was the choppiness before, did that affect you as a band?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
You would be on stage and never know how many people were really in there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then you had this angled bar that came out, and so you had all this weird circular sound going on.
Okay.
And now it's going to be right.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's going to be a great
When it was built, it was a cool idea. They got these railings and it looked neat. It just didn't work out.
It wasn't a place for music. If you remember, everybody used to play right in front of the mirrors.
Yeah.
You know, and then they came in and they put the stage in, which was a great idea.
Yeah.
But it just, as a musician, you walked out of there with your ears ringing, you know, because it just, you never knew.
Well, there were definitely multiple owners that knew what would help make it look good. They just didn't want to invest in Andrew.
Absolutely.
So
he's done it right.
Got a great location.
Looks awesome.
We're going to get some live music from Ben after the break. So no pressure. You got to play in front of Matt Carter.
Oh, man. He didn't even bring a guitar. I was going to have him play with me.
He'll beat it.
I need to go back and get the Tito's guitar.
Absolutely.
There's a funny story about a guitar that the Tito's rep dropped off.
Really?
Yeah. And you know the reps, they
so like a got an ad on it. It's got a
no,
it's logo
Tito's.
On it. It's a,
oh yeah.
It's
oh,
a
actually,
real
there's a picture on Facebook I put up of Matt kind of tuning it. He was strumming it a little, and it's like inlaid, and it's hand signed by Tito. Apparently, it was Tito.
Tito's
Mr.
a real
Tito
guy
himself.
Oh yeah, Tito is he's from Austin. He's a real
really?
Dude. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
He's got to have a lot of money. Everybody drinks Tito's now.
He's got a big boat.
Oh, man. You're on it. It's the number one. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think Nick needs to make a vodka.
First one to say gluten-free on the bottle.
That's exactly what it is.
Get in the vodka business.
I need to make a vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka. There's not very many of them.
Nitka.
Nikos.
I was going to try and do an alcohol category one time for the trivia nights. And I found there were like 700 vodkas, so I'm trying to find. I'm like, forget this. This question is way too watered down now. So,
no pun intended.
Yeah,
but yeah, Matt got to play the Tito's guitar, and Ben didn't.
Yeah,
it's a legit guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess I got to play a show before they let me play the guitar. I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's
earned my rights.
Ben, tell me a little bit about actually, we'll do that when we come back. Let's get a quick break, come back. We'll talk about the kind of show we're going to hear from Ben on Saturday. And in the future, we're going to get a chance to hear him. And then we hear some live music. So all that coming up, Ben Morgan, Matt Carter, Andrew Chiligaris. We break, don't go anywhere. Quick break. And on the way to break.
This is the Eric Lee Show. Now on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, live music Thursday. This is something we just made up. Playing at Lock, Stock, and Barrel coming up on Saturday. The Matt Carter Band and also Ben Morgan. There's an announcement party tomorrow night at Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Andrew Chiligaris is here with us, the owner of LSB. Ben, how would you just said you define yourself kind of as Southern rock country?
Yeah, we definitely are the new country-ish brand, but we still do a lot of the classic rock feel. I'm a huge Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan fan, so we do some of the old blues stuff. And
but it opens you up to where you could open for a rock band, a country band.
We've done a little bit of everything.
There's a lot of bars that may theme towards rock and country, probably more than any other style of
music
anyway. So you cover all the bases. What are you singing for us? Yeah, you did a vote on your page.
Yeah, I did a vote, and I had a feeling when I came back to Decatur, this one would win. This is called Famous in a Small Town. I wrote it about Decatur right before I left.
And I wrote it before Miranda Lambert's song came out. So
I did.
She stole the title.
I can't prove that, obviously. But, you know.
but the floor is yours, sir. Ben Morgan, Famous in a Small Town, a little live music, and a taste of what we get Saturday night. Matt Carter, don't be ruining anything. Don't be jumping in on him now.
Oh, you can sing back.
Yeah, there that's true. Go, yeah, jump in.
Jump on in.
Ben Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday night at Lockstock.
Every night I wonder what's next for me. Playing big stages on poverty. Nothing wrong with the happy and free. Living our lives on the in-between. Shoot for the stars is what they say. I don't want to spend my life that way. Nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. Just doing my part, happy I'm alive. Cause every day after every night I wake up happy, feel alright. Smiling about the things that I have done. Some were smart, some were dumb. I've been broken up a time or two. I'll spend time singing the blues. Don't let the big things keep you down. Cause it's okay to be famous in a small hometown. So what if my name isn't up in lights? It doesn't mean that I've lost this fight. People still smile when I walk in a room, and I'm standing 6 feet above my tomb. My car is old and my fashion's out. Friends still love me without a doubt. I'm a small town boy in the USA, and I'll be here till I die that way. Cause every day after every night I wake up happy, feel alright. Smiling about the things that I have done. Some were smart, some were dumb. I've been broken up a time or two. Well, y'all spend time singing the blues. Don't let the big things keep you down. Cause it's okay to be famous in a small town. Famous in a small town. So what if my name isn't up in lights? Doesn't mean that I've lost this fight. I'll sit at the bar with a drink in my hand. Raise it up in the air and sing along with the band. Cause every day after every night I wake up happy, feel alright. Smiling about the things that I have done. Some were smart, some were dumb. I've been broken up a time or two. But y'all spend time singing the blues. Don't let the big things keep you down. Cause it's okay to be famous in a small town. Yeah, be famous in a small town. Oh yeah, I'm famous in a small town.
Hey! Woo! That's Ben Morgan, that's awesome. And Saturday, you're going to get a big taste of that, along with the Matt Carter Band. Matt Carter, what time roughly you think? 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock?
We're shooting at 8.
All night long.
Get there at 7 o'clock. And,
yeah. Doors are at 5, right, Andrew?
Yeah, $5? Six? Yeah, I think, we discussed this, and we were going to make it, $10, and we thought that was fair to cover the cost of some good entertainment. And then we started discussing it, and we just really want not to give anybody a barrier not to show up.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go ahead and make it $5. Let's just make the decision.
$5.
You good?
If you do raise it, then at least if they say they... How about this?
I love you, brother.
If you raise the price, just tell them to say that they heard you on this show say $5, and you'll give it to them for $5.
There you go.
In case you do raise it.
Yeah, that's the smart thing. Anybody that heard it on this show, we're definitely telling the door guy. How do you feel about that, Ben?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Ben Morgan, Andrew Chiligaris, Matt Carter, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show Saturday. Ben, good luck, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on here.
2018 Millican grad, right?
Absolutely.
There it is. Cool stuff.
Today, last day.
We made him a local guy.